This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Well, next month, as you know, the Health and Wellness Conference is being held in Atlanta, Georgia, November 8th through 11th. And we've been having many of the speakers come on to preview their talks at the conference and to learn a little bit more about them. I'm very excited to have Dr. Richard Maurer on with us. His talk is going to have to do with thyroid and the metabolism, which I think is a very important topic. And he is really a wealth of information. His book, The Blood Code, is a book, clinic, it's a clinic, web resource, and community of individuals who are, like you, ready to take responsibility for disease recovery and a truly healthy life. Since 1994, Dr. Maurer has practiced in Maine, helping people resolve metabolic conditions such as pre- and type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, heart disease risk, and weight gain. He strives to help people catch and reverse metabolic conditions as early as possible, heralded by symptoms like restless leg syndrome, migraines, and fatigue, and others. He's a licensed naturopathic doctor, author, teacher, and parent. And a great guy in my book, and I won't waste any more time telling you about him because we have the benefit of Dr. Maurer here with us today. Hey, Dr. Maurer, how are you?
Hi, Bob. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
I can hear you loud and clear. You sound great.
Super.
I was telling the listeners, thank you for coming. I was telling the listeners last hour about a drug called Synthroid. And a lot of people don't know this, but it is the number two best-selling drug on the market today. And from what I understand, it doesn't work. And maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but let's get to that in a little bit, and we'll back up for a moment and lay out on the table here what exactly is happening with thyroids these days, how it is a growing epidemic, and how we can really deal with this, not just with the pharmaceutical cocktails that, from my understanding, don't actually help the condition.
Well, you've got a good I've been in practice for 20 years. In the first 10 years, I would be talking about the condition as though it's hypothyroidism. It's when somebody's thyroid hormone is low. That's simple. On a second view, it becomes a little more confusing, and we probably should identify what it is. Someone's taking medications, these incredibly popular thyroid medications, Synthroid is with a capital S, so that is a brand from Forest Labs. I might be off on that, but it is levothyroxine sodium. So it is a synthetic version, thus the synth, and Throid, it is a exact duplicate, as much as synthetic can be, of our actual T4, or one of the thyroid hormones. It's actually a pre-hormone. But it's probably worthwhile to state just what is hypothyroidism. It's sort of a Goldilocks story. You've got hyperthyroidism is when you have too much thyroid hormone, and hypothyroidism is when you don't have enough. And it's as though Goldilocks is going to get to the third bed, and it's just going to be just right. Not many of us happen to have perfection. We're often a little on the edge of too low, or maybe a little on the edge of too high, and people hit those at different points in their life. And what we're looking for are the people that are stuck in the too low. They can't, or it's severely too low. And those are the people who are taking thyroid hormones. What I did in my early practice, I was using very sensitive blood tests. I'd use questionnaires. The classic four symptoms of hypothyroidism are dry skin, constipation, weight gain, and fatigue. Of course, you can hear that, and the problem is a lot of people with normal thyroids have weight gain, fatigue, and dry skin, maybe.
Sure.
I've had that, but I guess that doesn't mean I'm hypothyroid. So what's happened is the blood tests were relied upon very heavily. If you must have these blood tests in these particular ranges to be hypothyroid. And there was a backlash saying, whoa, 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 we probably need more symptoms to base hypothyroidism. The problem is some people in sort of my functional medicine community came up with such a complete list that now I have a list from a functional medicine conference I attended for many years in the past, and they've got 51 symptoms with
holy smokes
next to them. Oh, it's got everything.
That's quite a few. And yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but the blood test in regards to testing your thyroid are not very good, if not good at all.
Well, yeah, they're not perfect. They pick out, they're very good at detecting the extremes. If someone's very hypothyroid, the blood test is perfect. If someone is very hyperthyroid, the blood test is great. It's not great at picking out some of the gray area.
Okay.
So if someone's slightly hypothyroid, now that's where all the fuzziness is. And this is really my interest in lecturing. I'm doing a conference to a group of naturopathic docs in New Hampshire next month, and then my favorite conference of the year is going to the Weston Price International Conference.
Sure.
I enjoy the other speakers there. I enjoy the community there. I enjoy the food that's available at the vendor table.
Oh yeah.
What I'm covering is, and I'm going to touch on this in a way that's a little, of course, the bent of much of my work and my book, which is still about 5 weeks off from the press, is insulin resistant. And what's funny there is when people are insulin resistant, they don't know it. They're not going to the doctors because they don't really know that their blood sugars are creeping up. And if they do go to the doctors, the doctor just says, wait, it's not high enough. When it's higher, we'll give you a pill. And then they go home. What's happening in the thyroid community, in part because of the grassroots effort to get the word out, is people are going to doctors and saying, I think my thyroid's a problem. I guess the problem is too many doctors are very quick to prescribe thyroid hormone, which is usually a prescription for life. And they're coming at it a little bit too abruptly. So it's always a little finesse to try to figure out who needs something as a medication and who doesn't. And the thyroid is just one gland in a pretty intricate network of systems in our body. And it's producing all of two hormones, T4 and T3. And that's only two of 65 to 70 hormones that are all interacting for our daily metabolism. So my work is to help people distinguish what is and isn't a thyroid symptom. You know, is this a thyroid problem or not? And then if it is, what do we do about it without going to medication first?
And okay, and from what I understand, that medication oftentimes doesn't even work, the conversion of the T4 to T3, or maybe it's the other way around, is oftentimes not in order. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Dr. Richard Maurer is our guest. We're going to be talking about the thyroid and much more when it comes to holistic health. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Bloodco.com. Check it out. That's Dr. Richard Maurer's site, one of them. And we were talking off air. I have a confession to make. Part of the reason why this is so interesting to me is because I had an endocrinologist tell me that I have Hashimoto's disease. And I'll let Dr. Starr, he was on the mine. I was just mentioning that that name to Dr. Maurer, who's
I'm
also
flattered.
Yeah, he's a good he's a great thinker when it comes to this in my mind. But Dr. Maurer, tell me about Hashimoto's, and I'm just going to shut up and let you break it down for me, because I'm here to learn, and that's why we brought you on.
Great. Well, we'll I'm going to introduce the word Hashimoto's a little bit circuitously, because one of the tenets I have and one of the changes I've made in my vocation is I hinted on it before, I'm a lot slower at prescribing thyroid hormone than I used to be 10 years ago. Part of it's I found that those mild hypothyroid symptoms are better treated without the thyroid hormone. And we can touch on that later. You know, if I can get someone to exercise first thing in the morning, or if I can get someone to, you know, make some lifestyle changes, you know, really some simple ones, I can have a much better effect on their fatigue and on their dry skin and irritability and depression and whatever other symptoms they're blaming on the thyroid. I can treat it better than adding the thyroid hormone. Hypothyroidism is actually not some new condition. You know, hypothyroidism is really a protective condition. We have two ways to survive the Great Famine, which is really caloric deprivation is the greatest threat to human survival over the past 1,000 generations. It's really only the past maybe 5 generations, if that, that really isn't an issue in our Western world. You know, where I live in, you know, a very developed part of the United States, I don't have to be concerned about where I'm going to get my next calories. But historically, we really needed ways to deal with this. So our tendency toward, say, type 2 diabetes is it just means we're really good at storing sugars that we take in. So the more we can hold on to sugar and fat in our body, the more we can store extra amounts of it given what we've eaten, the better we'll survive the tough time. So that's the insulin resistance piece. That's not what we're talking about today. But the second side of that, the opposite side of this same coin is hypothyroidism. If we can turn down the thermostat and burn less calories at rest, we now can, again, preserve that really valuable capital, you know, those calories that we went out and fought for. We're not going to squander them by just lying in bed with a 99-degree hum. You know, we're going to turn down to 96.5 degrees at night, and that's going to burn a lot less calories. Super. So this is not some new condition. It's really evolved. Hashimoto's is 80% of all people with hypothyroidism, it's a Hashimoto's process. Sounds like an intimidating word, but it's our immune system's ability to, when times get tough, activate and knock out a little bit of that thyroid process. So if, say, we are not eating enough calories, and this is true if someone goes below 1,800 calories in their diet, typically, those Hashimoto's antibodies will kick up a little bit. They'll knock out a little bit of the thyroid hormone capacity from the thyroid gland. That decrease in thyroid hormone will cool the body a little bit, and it will slow the metabolism. Brilliant. You know, the immune system is not separate from our endocrine system. So I look at Hashimoto's as just a tremendous survival tool. And arguably, because I can go and turn thermostats up in my house, I don't really need this anymore. Again, if I need extra calories, I've got, you know, I've got probably like most Americans, I've got a week's worth of food, if not a month's worth of food, just stored in the kitchen.
Oh, good for you. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so we're not going to be starving, so maybe this Hashimoto's isn't as useful as it was, but tough nuggies, we inherited it. You know, if we've got dependency.
Right.
So I'm not as quick to prescribe based on it. The confusion is when some people do have other autoimmune diseases that Hashimoto's will activate, and it'll knock out some of the thyroid. So sometimes there are, again, women are have a greater likelihood of developing other autoimmune disease. But, you know, if they have a condition, and I could list various conditions that are related, but some autoimmune disease kicks up, their Hashimoto's will kick up, and they will be hypothyroid pretty quick. But for most people, these these antibodies, the Hashimoto's antibodies, they just sit in waiting. And as long as you're eating three times a day and you're not going out and doing ultramarathons, you know, which are those runs over 100 miles or something, or 100 kilometers, your body never perceives life as being really, really that tough. So the antibodies stay quiet. They just sit there and waiting. So do you have Hashimoto's disease? Well, I don't really call it a disease. Do you have some antibodies that could cause a problem if the environmental conditions were just so? Yeah, but that doesn't need treatment. I don't know if that makes some sense or whether you can add a question or some insight, Bob.
Well, it makes sense to me because I don't feel like medicine was helping me when I did take Synthroid ages ago. And now I kind of feel that I can regulate it on my own with just a healthy lifestyle, as you mentioned. Exercise, I noticed that helps a lot. I'm not sure why that is, and maybe you can explain that. But I see that it might not be this inevitable hypothyroidism that I'll have for the rest of my life because of Hashimoto's. Again, an intimidating word. Which is just the name of the scientist who discovered it, right?
That's it. The scientist in Japan that discovered those antibodies. And now people, boy, when they say they have that disease, it's sort of like, you know, if somebody says, yeah, I got a stomach flu or a stomach bug, nobody really bats an eye. But when someone says they have a norovirus, we get kind of, you know, excited, like, oh my God, did it put you in the hospital? So when, you know, to say, yeah, I have some antibodies that could cause a problem to my thyroid in the future, but they're not likely to, that doesn't sound very interesting. But if you say, I have Hashimoto's disease, oh my God, you better get an endocrinologist.
yeah, absolutely.
So we have intimidating words that probably shouldn't be there.
I say that to people sometimes. I say, you know, I have Hashimoto's disease. And they say, oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
They look you up and down, don't they? They're looking for it.
that's funny. We got to take another quick break, and then we'll get back into this. I got a lot more to ask you, and
we'll
I find this to be very fruitful.
Diet and exercise ways of dealing with it when we come back.
Yeah, let's tackle that. Dr. Richard Maurer is our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with Dr. Richard Maurer about the thyroid, and he'll be speaking at the Weston Price Foundation Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. You'll definitely want to hear his talk along with all the other talks and the great food. I keep hearing about the food. It's going to make me want to go there. You know, let alone all these great talks, great food on top of that. Jeez. I'm looking forward to that conference. And we were talking a little bit about how we can adequately treat these conditions, the more mild of conditions, because obviously if it's more extreme, we might have to take a different route. But we talked about exercise and diet. How important are these things, and what about exercise and diet helps, and what particular diets and exercises are important?
Great. Well, let me, I'm going to tackle the two separately. These mild states, and I'm going to use a number. I'm going to toss a number out here in case someone's listening and or tracking these numbers. TSH is the pituitary hormone that 99% of all physicians in the country, when they
run a test to evaluate someone's thyroid, they're going to run the TSH test, which is not actually a thyroid test at all. It's a pituitary hormone. It's up higher in the brain, and it's sort of the brain is releasing TSH asking for the thyroid to do something. And it's sort of like, you know, the parent yelling up to tell the kid to come downstairs. You know, if the kid's not listening, what's the parent do? Parent yells louder, right? So you're going to yell a little louder. In this case, it's yelling from upstairs to downstairs, but saying, hey, can you come over here? Can you give me a little more effort? And if the thyroid doesn't quite do the effort expected, the brain's going to yell louder. Hey, can you give me more effort? That scream is a higher TSH. So when the TSH goes up, it's because the brain is screaming for the thyroid to, you know, get off its rear end and start working. So we use that test to assess whether the brain seems to want more or less thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone is only one part of the picture. And you mentioned Mark Starr earlier, and he has a book out, I know, about thyroid type 2, hypothyroid type 2, I think is the title of it. And his thesis is that this type 1 thyroid is the thyroid we all know about. And that's if those hormones, T4, T3, are too low, you're hypothyroid. There's another component where your cells, your muscles, your brain, your digestive tract, they all convert your T4 into T3. They're constantly converting it, and each tissue in your body has a different conversion rate. Turns out these enzymes are, it's what's referred to as tissue-specific. Really interesting stuff. From a study perspective, this research is all 5 years and less. It's very recent. So we look at this type of activation. So if someone has if they're a little low in their thyroid function, let's say they have a little hypothyroid, their TSH is up around 3, maybe 4. It's not severe, but it's light. They've got the Hashimoto's antibodies. They want to live their life so that their muscles and their brain and their gut are converting those hormones as efficiently as possible. And it's kind of nice that our body naturally does this. If you have less thyroid hormone circulating, your body will convert more of it to the active kind. If your body has a lot more hormone in circulation, more than it wants, the tissues will actually deconvert the thyroid hormone. And that's probably why, as you said earlier, you could take thyroid hormone and sometimes the pills don't work because your body quickly sees the extra hormone and says, okay, we'll take this out of commission. And it deactivates that T4 for good. So we really need to respect our body and say, okay, how can I make it work better? So if I'm a little hypothyroid, I've got to make sure my cells, my muscles, they're getting good blood flow, and a little bit of exercise increases all the thyroid activity. It works up to about 20 to 30 minutes. Your body does nothing but increase its thyroid activity, and that's 20 to 30 minutes of sort of an aerobic exercise. If you push it really hard, these people that are, you know, going into gyms and they're being driven at a high rate, you do that for 20 minutes, after that, you're going to start going a little hypothyroid. Sort of interesting. So yeah. When I'm addressing someone with hypothyroid, they already have a little hypothyroidism. The goal is to exercise in a way that kind of sneaks up on you. You need to get regular exercise 7 days a week, but you can't make your body perceive it as very stressful. This is why, you know, the weekend warrior approach to exercise is probably not wise. You want to do 20 to 30 minutes 7 days a week, absolutely every day. And that way your body never really thinks about it as a stress. Not like, oh, I didn't do anything for 2 weeks. I'm going to really crank it up and I'm going to go for a 40-mile bike ride. You're probably going to be hypothyroid for the next 24 to 48 hours after.
You know, that's fairly intuitive.
Is it?
It is for me anyways, because I know I feel better when I have exercise daily as opposed to, I used to play soccer all the time. And if I would play every single night, I'd feel great. And if I didn't overdo it, if I didn't play more than, a couple hours, an hour maybe at the most, I'd feel fine. But then when I would go without it and just play on the weekends, I wouldn't feel the same way.
Exercise is the great regulator. Once we're exercising, someone with a slow metabolism because of hypothyroidism, actually with exercise, if I exercise aggressively and I don't have hypothyroidism, I'm the pre-diabetic guy, so I have more of the diabetes in my family. So when I exercise aggressively, I become hypothyroid. When my hypothyroid friends, really push their bodies, they don't have any change. So we actually become equal during those events. I had a great patient the other day, about a year ago, fellow John, big tall guy, and he was struggling with hypothyroidism for years, did not want to take medication. His TSH was up around 6 or 7, a little high, right on the borderline when I would have liked to have given some medication. And he said, no, I don't want to do it, Then he had an experience where he had to clear his land between he and his neighbor. They had to clear about 2 acres of trees, and they basically did it with one little tractor and then by hand. So for 2 weeks, this guy was doing nothing but hauling trees, and his concern was he was going into this effort with some fatigue, that every afternoon I feel tired around 2 o'clock, a common hypothyroid symptom. And he goes in there after 2 weeks, he feels fabulous. Every single day, his energy's never, ever been better. He came into my office again when he was saying, now I'm done clearing the land, and I feel like I need to take a nap at 2 o'clock every day again. So as long as he's working out really pretty regularly throughout the day, he's feeling fine. His hypothyroidism is not a disease at all. So he ended up going on a little hypothyroid medication to get that. His TSH came down a little bit, and just to take the edge off. But I explained to him, even on the medication, he has to exercise 7 days a week. Doesn't need to be much, but it has to be something. So exercise can't be feast or famine. It can't be too aggressive. The little hypothyroidism, you're not going to do well, doing a real push type competition. It'll just make the hypothyroidism a little worse.
A break's going to sneak up on us here in a second, and I want to leave some time for callers for the last segment we have tonight. But let me ask you, what about diet? Give me a 30-second wrap on diet.
The big point I would like to make is with hypothyroidism, the environmental conditions that made people prone to hypothyroidism over the past millennia has also favored insulin resistance. So most people who are hypothyroid have a little insulin resistance too. Cutting back on some of those grains, carbohydrates, there are theories out there that gluten in grains interferes with thyroid function. I don't disagree with that. I think it goes beyond that. I think too much carbohydrate in general for people with hypothyroidism is a problem.
All right, we'll finish that thought and take some callers on the other side of this quick break.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statler here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The future. 800-313-9443 if you would like to squeeze in a question here in the final moments we have with Dr. Richard Maurer. Call us up, 800-313-9443. We were touching on diet, and before we get to the phone lines, I want to finish that thought. I've been bugged by my wife, and deep down inside, I think there might be something to it to stay away from grains, at least the more modern grains, not the ancient grains that have been not changed and so on and so forth. And I think there might be some truth to that. You know, I have a slice of pizza. I want to go take a nap maybe or that kind of thing. It's hard to do for many people. It's definitely hard for me. I love bread. I love pizza. I love all those things, even though they're not good for us. But tell me, do you really think that gluten has something to do with the thyroid and can have an effect on hypothyroidism?
You know, I think gluten is a triple-edged sword, if there is such a thing. I've heard that if you eat a potato, it takes about two enzymes in your digestive tract to turn that potato into the glucose that comes into your bloodstream. When you eat a bagel or the
pizza crust or, you know, one of those high gluten foods like box cereal. It takes about 9 enzymes to turn that into usable glucose. So from the digestive, from just our digestive work, these things are a lot of effort. So there's much better ways of getting our calories. This thing is really digestively challenging, which is why most people, when they stop eating gluten, they feel better. Right off the bat, they feel better. They can't believe they weren't celiac disease. They can't believe they weren't gluten intolerant because they feel so much better when they get off it. So I think it's a problem because of that antibody that reacts to gluten called celiac disease. I think it's a problem because it's really hard to digest. I think it's also a problem because, again, part of it's just the carbohydrate in general. So a lot of people will get off wheat and gluten and they'll turn to rice and potato starch and gluten-free pretzels and
Hey, Dr. Maurer, do you have some sort of paper or something that you're banging your phone against? Because there's what is that noise?
That could be. I will hold the microphone away from there.
All right, no problem. I just want I didn't want people to miss what you had to say here because of the background noise. But it's important, and you know, you might be the final straw here for me to actually cut it out. At least to give it a try. It's how I feel.
You wouldn't be the first one who felt better without it.
My wife tried it, and she feels much better. So and she's been buying the gluten-free bread, and it's underwhelming. But hey, if it's when it comes to health, it's important to me. So let's squeeze in a phone call here. We'll talk to Richard in Washington. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, this is a continuation of Sally Fallon. Dr. Maurer is almost there. If you go back to the pioneers in nutrition, Dr. Henry Hauer, he told you exactly how it was. The adrenals were the first gland to be challenged, then the thyroid, the pituitary, and then the hypothalamus. And the whole thing was dependent on the autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic versus the parasympathetic, and how you handled energetic production, the glucagon or the insulin. What we're doing today with the gluten foods and the high sugar foods is we're using insulin instead of glucagon. That's creating the cascade effect on the challenge of the endocrine glands. And he's right on with the exercise and the use of foods. If we don't attack that original foundational perspective, we're going to lose the battle.
Yeah, I think there's a, you know, there's a trend. I enjoy this trend that's going on with some of the paleo movements. And, you know, I had a great conversation with someone at the last Weston Price conference that I spoke at, and it was someone doing their PhD in nutrition at Duke University, and there was this young woman, and she basically was saying she ate paleo, and I asked her whether she had a, you know, she was talking to a farmer, and they asked her about a cookbook, and asked her what she used, and she says, I don't have a cookbook. It's someone who just, she exercises 7 days a week, she doesn't eat grains, and to her, it was just no big deal. So for many of us, we feel like we have to get back to it, and we need reasons for it, and I really appreciated her fresh perspective on it, where to her, it was just matter of fact, it was a way of life, and, you know, that younger generation coming into those Weston Price conferences, I think, are a tremendous asset because they're making it simpler. You know, it's far less complicated when they just look at it as it works. I feel better and it works.
Awesome. Well, Richard, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate your insight. I have a question here from our chat room at bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. They want to know, how do we get good T3? Is there such thing as good versus bad T3?
The body is a two-footed driver. So with the most sophisticated flip clutch in the world, I don't know if that means anything to anyone else, and I'm not much of a mechanic myself, so I shouldn't even use the analogy. Every time we have thyroid activation,
we also have deactivation. If the body were to activate all the thyroid, and so what's happening is T4, when it's activated, is turned into T3. That's called a deiodinase enzyme that does that. It's a DIO2. So there's another deiodinase enzyme, DIO3, that deactivates T3, and it turns it into what's called reverse T3. Now, there are some websites out there that are always promoting reverse T3 is bad because it's less active, and straight T3 is good because it is active. The fact is, if everything were active, we'd burn out. We'd probably live a shorter life. We'd be burning hotter than we want to be. It'd be like a persistent chronic, you know, menopausal hot flash for everyone. So the reverse T3, I think, is what this person's talking about when they're saying bad. And it's just the deactivated form. So the answer is, how do we get more of the T3? A big part of that is keeping that regular exercise in there. There are some nutrient deficiencies that can make matters worse. And we don't need to megadose any vitamins to improve thyroid function, but we need to assure that we're not deficient. And the quick
iodine?
List there is, you got it. The quick list is iodine's on top, found in fish, found in oysters, it's found in seaweed. It's also found pretty high. We get almost our whole day's supply in one serving of plain whole yogurt. So yogurt is a cultured dairy product, are a great way of getting some iodine for those people that don't live on the, you know, coast, where they can get fresh ocean seafood. Iodine, the others are zinc, selenium. Those are the two enzymes that are part of the activation and deactivation of the thyroid hormone. And, of course, tyrosine, some people say that we may not be getting enough of that amino acid tyrosine, which is the T in thyroid hormone. It's not, the T4 and T3 doesn't refer to the name of the gland, thyroid. It refers to the amino acid, the protein that's at the heart of that hormone called tyrosine. Those of us eating adequate protein in our diet, tyrosine is in almost all protein-rich food. So eggs and traditional meats and poultry and fish have plenty of that tyrosine. So we usually don't need to worry about that. So iodine, we need about 100 micrograms a day. We really don't need to megadose it, despite some claims. And selenium and zinc, we need to make sure those little minerals, maybe even vanadium, some of those small minerals are in our food supply. Broth is a great way of getting that. Some people will use a little bit of a multivitamin.
Sure.
Not against that, but the foods are the best.
Well, they're going to have to check out your talk at the Weston Price Foundation event this coming month. And check out his website, thebloodcode.com. Thanks, Dr. Maurer. We'll have to do this some other time.
Pleasure, Bob.
All right. Folks, next hour, we got Steve Starrs running shotgun with us. We'll cover a bunch of news and get to more phone calls as well on anything you like, 800-313-9443. With finance.